Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome to the Solara K-Star podcast, where manifestation can absolutely change your life when you know how to do it properly, of course, and also where it gets real, it gets raw, sometimes it gets messy, most of all designed to help you become ridiculously magnetic to all that your heart desires and more. I'm Solara, and today we are going to be exploring the inner workings of human perception. We're going to be talking about fear-based thinking and fear-based action taking. And all of this has been inspired by a film Nick and I watched at the weekend called A Beautiful Mind. I thoroughly enjoyed that film. And if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. So basically, the metaphors of the characters and the voices in our mind, it ties perfectly into everything that we talk about here over all the episodes about our subconscious programming, our wounds, energy alignment or misalignment, and any fear-based manifesting. And the story really is about a genius at war with his own mind. And I don't know about you, but I felt like a lot of my life that I've been at war with my own mind as well. So in the film, Russell Crowe, he plays a character called John Nash, and he's a mathematical genius. He's capable of solving the most complex equations imaginable. And sadly, behind his brilliance, he also suffered from schizophrenia. Throughout the movie, we see him engage with three different characters, one of which is a close friend, another's a friend's niece, another one's a government agent. He's claiming to recruit him for some top secret missions. And it's all very real. You absolutely see these characters, believe these characters. And so did John. To him, these people were real, and he absolutely trusted them wholeheartedly. And because of that, he also acted on what they said. But as time unfolded in the film, we discovered the truth that these characters were never real. They were just creations in his own mind, that he had been living inside a reality which was solely designed by illusion. And he was taking action from what wasn't even true in the first place. And this got me thinking about me, my life, the thousands of clients that I've worked with since 2003, and how that this is actually something that happens to most of us. Yeah, we may not have schizophrenia, but many people suffer from mental health issues or have a connection with their mind, which is focusing on believing illusions rather than truth. And that's what I want to speak to today, that if you have ever suffered from anything that I'm going to mention here today, I want you to know that you're not alone. It's something that we all, over time, if we want to, we can master, and we don't have to be at the mercy of the ill effects of our own mind and the illusion that it creates. And when John recognized this and he started to understand that these characters weren't even real, they were just voices. What was interesting was they didn't simply vanish, but they did stay in the background. They were lingering. Sometimes they were more persuasive and they were very familiar to John. And he was actually quite sad when he realized that they weren't real. But the turning point for him came when he decided that he was no longer willing to talk to them anymore. He didn't try and make them go away. He didn't try and argue with them. He just no longer conversed with them. And that changed everything. It changed everything for John, but also it has the ability to change everything for us as well. Like, real freedom, it isn't found in silencing these voices of fear. It's not found in engaging with it either, but it is found in recognizing the illusion and refusing to feed it. Refusing to believe it, seeing it for what it is, which is just an illusion, and not engaging with it. So how is this paralleled in our ordinary everyday illusions and our life? So like I said, we may not experience schizophrenia, but we all have our own internal voices. We have the critic that tells us that we're not good enough, that tells us that we will never amount to something, that tells us that we're a failure. We have the warrior that tells us that we're not safe, or our job's not safe, or that we're going to run out of money, or there's something wrong with our health. And we have the protector then that gets fiercely protective and angry or shuts down. And all of these characters, they whisper, not sometimes it's not a whisper, sometimes it feels like they're shouting, but stories which are shaped by our old wounds and our old outdated fears and our limiting beliefs. So how does this look? Well, we can maybe spend time imagining what other people are thinking, or we predict that we're going to fail at something before we've even tried. We might feel a sense of betrayal and tell ourselves stories around a betrayal. We might go into a mode of scarcity and tell ourselves stories around the scarcity, about not having enough money, about how that we're not safe. But with all of this, we then behave as if everything we've thought is true. And then we take action on the illusion. And for many years, I've been perplexed by how our mind does this. If you think about the Battle of the Two Wolves, I shared this in a couple of podcasts ago, but it's very relevant here as well because it illustrates it in a slightly different way. A grandfather was sat talking to his grandson. He said, "Son, there's a battle going on inside of us, a battle between two wolves. One wolf is full of fear, full of criticism, full of judgment, full of anger. The other wolf is full of trust and faith and joy and compassion." And the little boy asks, "Grandfather, which wolf wins?" And the grandfather says, "My son, whichever one you feed." So it's a very similar concept. It's the same as what we're talking about with John Nash in the film A Beautiful Mind. And I firmly believe this is something that we not only need to become acutely aware of, but learn how to, just like John, ignore those voices. So another example would be, maybe somebody doesn't reply to a message that you've sent, and you might find that your mind is starting to fill in the blanks of why they haven't. "Oh, they must be annoyed with me. And was it because I didn't message them back? Oh gosh, was it because I forgot their birthday? Or are they annoyed at me because of my different political view? Or they may have just lost respect for me. They might just look at me like I'm just an absolute failure. I must have done something wrong or said something wrong." And quite often we then get lost in the illusion that we've created in our mind. And before we know it, we're reacting to a version of reality that only exists in our head because we don't have any factual evidence that what we've thought is true in the first place. But we get lost in the illusion anyway. Even if somebody starts to act differently around us, we start spinning stories about why, you know, about what we must have done or what they must have meant by X, Y, and Z. And, "Oh, well, that's how they really feel about me then. I told you that they didn't like me." Or, you know, like we just go into these crazy stories in our head without ever checking the facts. And we find ourselves maybe getting angry or hurt based on what we're assuming to have happened or be true. But it's not the truth in the first place. And this kind of mental default program, if you like, where we buy into the illusions, they can end up being super damaging. They're damaging for our own mental health, first and foremost, but they're also damaging for the relationships that we have and our opportunities that were never under threat in the first place. It's because of our own fears and worries and doubts and insecurities that we project all of this stuff out and we tell ourselves so many stories. And this is what happens when we believe everything our mind tells us. We live in a self-created loop of illusional interpretation, reacting to the illusions as if they were facts. Until we pause and question the stories that we've made up, we're going to stay trapped in, I can only define as, a mental prison, living out imagined realities instead of true ones, or even worse still, never ever stepping into our full potential as a creator of our own reality, because we are firefighting in our mind, firefighting the illusions that we have made up. And from a law of attraction perspective, this is huge, because our thoughts, they are creative. And when we start to believe the fear-based stories, we emit fear-based energy, and then our reality bends to match that frequency. And then that's where the saying, self-fulfilling prophecy comes from. I mean, sometimes conversations like this can also be a bit scary, right? Because you're thinking, oh my word, like, I can't think that because what I think about will come about. And there's many law of attraction teachings that actually say what you think about will come about, thoughts become things. And yeah, there is truth to that. But I want to take away any anxiety from you now. A lot of people, when they hear that, especially if it's beginning part of the journey, it's actually quite scary because you become too scared to think. There are different things that you can do. Like if you find yourself making up stories in your head, you can catch yourself and you can change. You can say, cancel that. None of that was true. Cancel that. This is where I am focusing my energy and this is what I am creating. So you can catch yourself and just say, cancel that. But what I love about something Louise Hay said in one of her books and on the Heal Your Life training that I did is a thought is just like a drop of water. It's just going to drop on the floor and evaporate. If you continue to have that thought and you have that thought over and over and over again, that drop of water becomes a puddle. And if you continue to have that thought, you continue to feed that thought over and over and over again, that puddle becomes a pond. And if you continue and continue and continue, that pond becomes a lake and that lake becomes an ocean. Now, depending on the quality of your thought, whether it was positive or illusional or negative, which is illusional, well, sometimes you can have positive illusions, actually. So let's say negative illusions on that one. You're either going to be drowning in the sea of your own mental creations or swimming, I guess, floating on the lilo of self-fulfilling, positive, illusional love. So it is important to know that our thoughts are creative, but not to be scared either. Like in this moment is the moment that you can change. What is that thing that you've been ruminating over? That thing that you don't actually have any factual evidence on at all? You've probably got a snapshot of a few scenarios and you've created a picture and pieced it together and knitted it together in a patchwork quilt and come up with your own story or picture, full picture of it. But it's still only a tiny part of the picture, especially if there's somebody else involved, because you don't really know what is going on in someone else's mind and heart, what fear-based illusions they are living or reacting to. But what's important to know is that, yes, you have the power to change that. And whatever those stories are that you've been telling yourself in your mind right now, just like the character John, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm not going to engage with you anymore. And then turning your head and focusing on building something beautiful for yourself. What is it that I'm creating in my life? How can I live my best life? How can I be a better person? How can I heal? Because when we believe fear-based stories, we emit a fear-based energy and our reality bends to match that frequency. And that's when it becomes that self-fulfilling prophecy. And meaning-making is something I've had a very keen interest in as far as how our mind works. And working with people over the last 19 years, I've seen a lot of storytelling and meaning making without any factual evidence. And it drives us nuts. It doesn't drive me nuts. It drives us who are having the thoughts nuts. As a coach, I can very much help and clear that up in a person's mind. But when we don't know how to do that, it is like we're living in a mental prison. When something triggers us, our brain instantly assigns a meaning to it. And that meaning is usually based on past experiences and insecurities and fears. I guess it's like wearing tinted glasses, you know, the color of your biggest fears. And through those lenses, a neutral comment might actually look like criticism. A mutual comment might actually trigger mass insecurity. A friend's silence might feel like some kind of rejection. And then suddenly you're actually reacting to an illusion, to a distortion of your own thoughts. And you're not actually responding to any truth whatsoever. But so many of us do this. So if this is hitting home to you, I want you to know there's nothing wrong with you. This is how the human mind works. And I'm a great believer that we are here to master our own mind. And how can we do that unless we understand that our mind has the ability to create such negative illusion and really bring us down and create a lens in which we view the world through, which mirrors how low we feel about ourselves and about life. But the equal is true. We can create the positive illusion. That's where the creative part of manifesting comes in. Because yeah, thoughts do become things. So if we're imagining feeling grounded and at peace, if we're imagining that our biggest dreams have come true, if we're imagining better health and wealth and well-being, that also has a massive impact on our subconscious mind. because now our nervous system is no longer calibrated to stress and closing down. It's now like a beautiful flower opening up. And now we are open and receptive, so we can use our mind and creative part of our thinking to not only feel good, but manifest and create a completely new reality. It's important to know that research does show that when we repeatedly assign negative meanings, we activate a feedback loop of stress, anxiety, and even isolation. Because the isolation, we want to close down to protect ourselves. We stonewall people, we block people, we ghost people, whatever it might be. It's all because we're trying to protect ourselves. But we're not protecting ourselves against them. We're protecting ourselves against ourselves and the stories that we've told ourselves about them. I mean, there's obviously cases where there has been, you know, a lot of abuse. And I'm not referring to those cases where there is evidence actually that there is a lot of damage and abuse that's been done. But this is day-to-day mental health conversation that I'm having here, because our nervous system is going to respond. When we start thinking thoughts that aren't true, our nervous system is going to believe that we are under threat. And that's when it starts to close down. We're putting a closed sign on our manifestation door. Our energy contracts. We go inward. We lose access to clarity, to intuition, creativity, all the things that help us to manifest with so much ease and so much flow. And this is what happens when we confuse illusion from reality, the negative illusion from reality. Reality is a very interesting word to me, because I believe that we do create our reality. So whether we're thinking positively or negatively, we are creating our reality. And yes, I do live in illusions, positive illusions. I've visualized amazing things that have happened in my life and they've come true. A beautiful, deep, close connected relationship with Nick. I've never, ever been in a relationship where I felt so connected and in love with somebody. Living in a home that I just absolutely adore. It is so beautiful. It's got such a lovely energy and such a beautiful vibe. Surrounded by the very things that I wanted to be surrounded by for future goals and dreams that we want to achieve. Dreams come true. So it's okay to have positive illusions and tell ourselves amazing stories about ourselves and our life, because our subconscious mind is always listening, always. So what can we do about this? How can we overcome ourselves? How can we stop being at war with our own mind? And how can we stop buying into our own everyday illusions? I think from what John Nash showed us in the film, when you find yourself having a conversation with them, just stop. No, I'm not talking to you anymore. You're not good for me. You're not good for my mental health. You're certainly not going to help me get where I want to get to. And you can use that energy and focus it on something more positive, where it's reading a little bit in a book, putting on an uplifting song that makes you feel good, having a 5-minute reset meditation. It's channeling your energy that you would have used on the negativity in a different direction to create more positivity, so that you feel more in control of your life rather than your life being in control of you. If you want to go deeper than that, that's something I do in my coaching. But it's important. Like, sometimes it's hard just to ignore these voices, because actually these triggers are from stuff that has happened in the past. And that's something that's probably better to save for a one-to-one session if you feel called. But actually, if we're just going to keep it on an easy to identify level right now, it's like, well, what actually happened there? Without the story that I've made up, with all the bits that I've woven and weaved in between, what is the fact of the situation? But then you can also look at, okay, so that's the fact of it. What did I make it mean about myself? What did I make it mean about them? What did I make it mean about my future? That's an interesting question to ponder, because actually that's where we get to the story that we've been telling ourselves. What did you make it mean about you? Quite often when we say, well, I made it mean that that person doesn't love me and they don't want to be around me anymore, or they think my work is terrible and they didn't know how to tell me. And we create all these stories, and then we get worried because it's like, well, what are they going to then say to someone else? Or am I ever going to be able to get another job again? Or, and it just goes on and on and on and on. That's why we're better off just nipping it in the bud, because you're never going to win it. But when you identify the story, you can then ask yourself, do I absolutely know this to be true? Do I have factual evidence of all these bits that I've woven in? Do I absolutely have factual evidence that every part of this is true? And quite often we don't. We might convince ourselves we do. So you have to look at where you might be convincing yourself within the illusion as well. But actually, if we look at it, do I absolutely know that this person has done or said that, that this person thinks that? Or do I absolutely know that I won't have this by the end of the month or that that person won't do? Do I know? Like, what evidence do I have that supports this? But equally, what evidence do I have that contradicts it? Now, there's always, always going to be alternative meanings that you could give this, ones which are more helpful and more positive and more in alignment with your well-being. So could there be another meaning to what has happened? Could there be a kinder interpretation of what has happened? And then you can choose the meaning that feels the most empowering for you and the most compassionate. And just notice how your body softens as you do so as well. And this is very interesting to observe, like how you soften and how your energy changes with the different things and the different stories you tell yourself. And each time you practice this, you're going to retrain your mind to perceive reality clearly rather than through the fear. So how do we move from stress into alignment? When you live inside an imagined threat, your nervous system locks into survival mode. Your energy tightens and then your abundance cannot flow. It's like turning a tap off. But when you breathe and you put your shoulders back and you relax your jaw and you ground yourself and you choose a new meaning and your system relaxes, you're going to become open again. You're going to open to creativity, to love, to guidance, to intuition, to prosperity. That's energetic alignment. And that is powerful manifestation in motion. Which reminds me, actually, I have created a free ebook. It's called Your Energetic Reset. I'll pop the link in the show notes. It's on solarastar.com. So if you want to go straight to the website, you'll see it on the front page. And basically, it is helpful tips and tools on how to become an absolute ninja at manifesting. And it explores all the different things that you can do that can help to make your manifestation practice more powerful. So I'd be interested to know your feedback on that one. So if you've downloaded it already, let me know, solara@solarastar.com. And I think let's bring it back to the manifestation of the show today. When you disengage from illusion, you're going to reclaim authority over your own reality. You're going to stop manifesting from these awful trauma loops and start creating from a place of alignment and fun and joy. And you're going to become the conscious architect of your life rather than the frightened character or the villain in somebody else's story. And if this resonates with you, I'd love to help you unravel your own fear-based patterns. If you want to go through a process of meaning making, just send me an email, solara@solarastar.com. We can have a one-off session and I can help you to identify the triggers, the wounds, rewrite the story, and just recalibrate your energy so that your manifestation becomes easier and more effortless. And like I said, while you're there, you can grab your free download of your energetic reset as well. That's going to help you bring you into alignment for sure. But for now, remember, you will always have characters in your mind. It's part of being human. And you get to decide which ones you're going to engage with and which ones you're not. So just like John Nash, freedom comes when you say, I still see them, I still hear them, but I no longer talk to them. I no longer let them run the show. So next time fear starts creeping in and you have this familiar feeling and this script that plays over in your mind, you can just pause and ask yourself, is this true or is this illusion? And taking a couple of deep breaths as well, that really relaxes the nervous system. And then you can choose the story that builds your dreams, not destroys them. Remember, the universe doesn't necessarily respond to individual worries or fears, but it will respond to the energy of those worries or fears. When the energy is grounded in what is factual, what is true, you're going to get more clarity and you're going to trust yourself and the universe more and you're going to become way more magnetic to everything that you want. So for now, thank you so much for tuning in to the Solara K-Star podcast. If this episode has spoken to you, please share it and subscribe or leave me a review. It really helps other people find the work. And like I say, if you're ready to go deeper, then visit me at solarastar.com and we can have a little chat about whether coaching is right for you, or you can just grab your free energetic reset guide. Either way, it'd be great to connect with you on whatever level feels right for you right now. Until next time, trust your truth. Remember those voices in your head, quite the illusion, and use that beautiful energy to create a life that you not only deserve, but that you dream of, because it's there for you. I promise you. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.